Title: CMS imposes nationwide enrollment moratoria on hospices and home health agencies. What buyers, sellers, and operators need to know. Content: On May 13, 2026, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services imposed two separate six-month nationwide temporary moratoria on the Medicare enrollment of hospices and home health agencies, HHAs, effective immediately. Under the moratoria, no new hospices or hospice practice locations may enroll in Medicare nationwide, including all states, territories, and the District of Columbia. In addition, no new HHAs, HHA branches, or practice locations may enroll in Medicare nationwide. Critically, for some pending or proposed transactions, both moratoria block re-enrollment of hospices or HHAs undergoing a non-exempt change in majority ownership, CHEMO, within 36 months of initial enrollment or the most recent CHEMO. Such transactions require the entity to enroll as a brand new provider. The moratoria do not apply to changes in existing practice location, unless the location is moving into the moratorium area from outside it, changes in provider/supplier information, e.g., phone numbers, changes in ownership that do not require an initial enrollment applications received by the Medicare administrative contractor before May 13, 2026. Notwithstanding the moratoria, existing providers and suppliers should continue to comply with all changes of information and revalidation reporting requirements. CMS noted that the moratoria do not impact ongoing compliance obligations for HHAs and hospices. Each moratorium lasts 6 months and may be extended in additional 6-month increments if CMS deems it necessary. CMS is also permitted to lift the moratoria at any time. Both moratoria apply only to Medicare. However, CMS is encouraging states to consider parallel moratoria for Medicaid and CHIP, tailored to their beneficiary population and geographic considerations. CMS also noted that while some states previously enacted laws placing a moratorium on issuing new licenses in their state, those efforts cannot prevent new agencies or enrollments in other states, and thus its nationwide moratoria are warranted. CMS cited dramatic increases in hospice and HHA enrollments, especially in Arizona, California, Nevada, Michigan, North Carolina, and Texas, along with several examples of criminal cases involving healthcare fraud, to justify its decision to impose temporary moratoria under Section 1866, J. 7, of the Social Security Act and 42 CFR 424.570 when there is a significant potential for fraud, waste, or abuse. CMS also noted that it considered a more narrowly targeted geographic moratorium for HHAs, similar to prior moratoria for HHAs, but ultimately decided to impose the moratoria nationwide. These two new moratoria join an already active nationwide moratorium on new Medicare enrollment for DMEPO's medical supply companies announced in February 2026. 1. Additional information on the hospice and home health agency moratoria can be found via the Federal Register at https://www.federalregister.gov/d/2026-09717, home health, and https://www.federalregister.gov/d/2026-09718, hospice. CMS has issued home health and hospice nationwide moratorium QNAs to address provider questions. Footnote 1. See CMS announces program integrity actions impacting Medicaid funding and DMEPO's enrollment, Shepherd Healthcare Blog, February 27, 2026. As seen in Healthcare Law Blog.